This is the Hoosier Ag Today, Tuesday podcast on the 9th of September, 2025 for the latest Indiana farm news and weather and a look at Monday's markets. I'm Andy Eubank. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. CJ Miller and Greg Allen have the news, including a look at how much of a problem red crown rot is this year. And there are five winners in the Stock the Trailer Food Drive Challenge. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says continued dry the rest of the week, more summer-like temperatures too. And everything was up in the grain and oil seed markets yesterday. John Zenker has market analysis straight ahead on the HAT Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Warning soybean producers of red crown rot and announcing the winners of this year's Fight the Hunger, Stock the Trailer Food Drive Challenge. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by BW Fusion. Grow smarter with BW Biocast Max, the innovative biostimulator from Biodyne. It reduces fertilizer use, boosts yields up to 5%, and works on any crop. BW Biocast Max, efficiency from the ground up. Well, if you're an Indiana soybean producer, you likely have heard of red crown rot. It's a soil-borne fungus that's having a negative impact on soybean crops across parts of the Midwest. And so far this year, there are 13 Indiana counties where red crown rot has been found. That's according to the Crop Protection Network. Greg Allen has more.
We're starting to see it in more areas. I found a couple of fields in Ripley County, Indiana.
That's Robert Waller, agronomist for Seed Genetics Direct.
You can distinguish it by the little red parathesia at the soil level on the stem. The other thing that you will see is the leaf chlorosis or yellowing and eventually death. And it looks very similar to sudden death syndrome, those leaf symptoms. So the telltale sign is the leaves stay attached to the plant. They don't fall off like they do in sudden death.
First identified in the U.S. several years ago, red crown rot infects the roots and stems of soybeans, leading to yellowing leaves, wilting, and in severe cases, major yield losses.
The soybean is probably the biggest concern that we have in this area as far as a disease problem, but it just seems like there's always something new that we have to combat and be cognizant of and just be aware of and be on the lookout for.
Researchers say the disease thrives in warm, wet soils, and recent weather conditions have been ideal for its spread.
It's not yet widespread, but like most other diseases, when they first come in several years ago, tar spot was the big disease in corn, and we've seen it spread. And year in, year out, we see different levels of infection from that disease. So it's something we have to keep an eye out for. And then with this being a new disease, we just need to make sure we're monitoring its spread and looking for ways to combat it. Also, be on the lookout for anything that looks unusual in your crop. You know, consult with your seedsman, your agronomist, your extension personnel to try and figure out if you're seeing something new, figure out what it is.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Stop overspending on fertilizer. Biocast Max by BW Fusion helps growers cut up to a total 65 pounds of collective nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium per acre without sacrificing yield. Biocast Max is engineered to release nutrients that already exist in your soil, saving you up to $24 per acre. With Biocast Max, you put less in and get more out. This is how we farm now.
Learn more at www.bw-fusion.com/biocastmax.
Congratulations to the regional champions of this year's Fight the Hunger, Stock the Trailer Food Drive Challenge, presented by Farm Credit Mid-America and Rural First. County 4-H groups all across Indiana collected food items during their local county fairs to feed those in need in their own communities. This year, there were five regional first place winners: Lake County in northern Indiana, Jackson County in southeast Indiana, Miami County in West Central Indiana, Monroe County in Southwest Indiana, and Wabash County in East Central Indiana. Each of those five county 4-H clubs will receive $5,000 to support their local youth programs. Read the full list of all the winners at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here across the Hoosier State, it's dry, dry, dry for the rest of this week. Your Tuesday looks warmer as we have strong southwest flow that starts to work in here. As a matter of fact, the rest of this week warms up nicely. Summer-like temperatures back for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I think we stay very warm, very dry into the start of the weekend on Saturday. The entirety of our rain chances are going to be combined into one shot the second half of this weekend. Right now, I'm continuing to watch a frontal boundary try and come together out of the upper Midwest, out of the northern Great Lakes, sliding southward overnight Saturday night into Sunday morning. If it holds together, I think we can pick up anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch across 75% of the Hoosier State through the day on Sunday. If it falls apart, which has been the trend as of late, we will see a lot less coverage and a lot less precipitation. But right now, still talking positively about a threat of moisture. Either way, if it fizzles or doesn't, once we get into Monday of next week, the 15th forward, we're back to dry weather all the way through, sunny and dry Monday through next Saturday, the 20th. I don't think we put together another well-organized frontal boundary passage until we get closer to the 22nd, 23rd at this point. So yes, warmer this week and staying dry. If that frontal boundary holds together, what I can tell you is early next week will cool off ever so slightly before we warm back up the second half of next week. Lots of dry air in the forecast. I think there's going to be an ample opportunity to get started on harvest here across the bulk of the Hoosier State over the next 7 to 10 days. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold. Corn, soybean, and wheat futures gain a little ground. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. And it was higher all around by the end of the session. I'll have those numbers coming up. We'll begin with comments from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities. I spoke with John at the end of the session. A lower start as the markets were right around even much of the morning part of the session, John. But then after that, a turnaround and the markets go higher. Certainly, we're looking at some positioning ahead of the Friday USDA update. What else might have helped turn the tide?
Well, there's that, of course, and it's pretty universal that we're expecting a yield cut, corn for sure, maybe on the beans. And given the another poor finish to August and a not very rosy looking September, at least in regard to precipitation, you know, there's a pretty good chance we're going to see a lower bean number as well. So you take those two and then just combine it with the ongoing chatter about southern rust, especially in Iowa, but not just in Iowa. You know, I'm out in Omaha again, so I've taken the drive across to a good portion of the Corn Belt, and I'm seeing some things that would worry me. in regard to the southern rust issue and some tar spot.
Are you seeing enough things that you think USDA should lower, maybe even beyond what some of the guesses are?
Well, I think we're to the point. And the interesting thing was, this is my third trip out here. And, you know, I talked the first two times about how spectacular the crop looks. And every field I checked, and I didn't pull ears, you know, I could see the shucks, you know, starting to pull back. Every year I saw, and I did pull a few shucks back, full to the tip, big, thick ears, lots of ears. If there was no hint of disease, I would say that the USDA's original target of 222 for Iowa was spot on. And, you know, saw some good stuff in Illinois as well. But we know we have the dry areas, but we just don't know about exactly what this rust thing's going to do.
Now, corn and bean markets and the levels that we're looking at right now. Thoughts about those?
Well, I'm finding it difficult to be negative futures here on corn and probably soybeans as well. Again, ahead of this report, which I think we will see the yields come down, but we've also had some additional private forecasts for corn that said, you know, may not come down as much as we think. So I'm a little friendly on corn. I think there's enough. And hey, export shipment sales continue to be outstanding. So I like the support there. Soybeans, maybe some support from this yield coming down, but we're still not seeing China as a buyer. And I'm not sure we're going to, we're certainly not going to see the buying that we've seen in the past. So that's the looming thing out there that really scares me about soybean prices.
John Zanker there. He is at Risk Management Commodities. The number 866-837-9027. More numbers. These are the Monday settlements. December corn picks up 3.75 going to 421.75. March 439.5, a gain of 3. May up 2.5, 449.75. Beans solid, 1033.75 on November, up 6.75, 7.25 higher for January and March contracts. Jan 1052.75, March 1068. Again, both up 7.25. And December wheat 4.5 cents higher, 523.75. Meats were mixed. October live cattle 235.80, down 17. The December 237.57, up 12. October lean hogs 95.15, down 87. I'm Ian to Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.